Barbados Fire Service 311.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. It's the second Sunday in 2022. How has your year been going? I'm Krista J. Paul, your host for today. And as usual, of course, we have the Barbados Fire Service. It's the 311 radio show. And we have today Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, who's been doing a lone ranger kind of thing for the past couple of weeks. Good afternoon to you, Officer.
Good afternoon to you, Crystal J. Good afternoon to you, Barbados, and all of the listeners to the 311 radio show.
How are you doing, and how has the year started so far there at Barbados Fire Service?
Here at the Fire Service, it hasn't been too bad at all. It's been pretty decent, I would say. Yes, I've been doing the Lone Ranger thing for a couple of weeks in the absence of my very good colleague leading Fire Officer Ford, who is set to return probably, I think, tomorrow. So you fans of Ford, because I know Ford has a lot of fans,
yes.
Those who look forward to hearing her. Actually, one of the programs in December, when it was posted on Facebook, one of the persons on Facebook asked, when is Natasha Ford coming back?
Oh.
So I don't know if it is that I'm doing a horrible job.
Oh,
and
no,
don't want to hear
all,
me.
Not at all.
But I'm pretty sure that they miss her lovely voice and you know her laughs and everything. Her laughs apparently is viral. People even identify Natasha by her laugh.
That's true.
So we look forward to having her back and welcoming her back into the fort for 2022. Yes. But yes, in the fire service, I mean, fairly, the year started fairly decent. One of the things that we unfortunately have had to deal with already has been a fatality, and it's never something that we want. We try to discourage these things all the time, but these things do happen, and we just at this point, I think from the perspective of the Barbados Fire Service, we just extend condolences to the family of the person who would have lost their life during the course of the week in the fatal vehicle accident, to their friends and their families. It's never an easy thing, but that's one of the things we are going to talk about today in terms of safety and driving, because yes, we do touch on it from time to time, but it still feels as though we got to get that message out there to people, because people are still not, trust me, I've seen some things, and these are not things that I've been told. I have witnessed some things that I just think, like, we have to keep reiterating to people the importance of being driving safe on the road, due care and attention, looking out for your other road users, etc. So yeah, that's it from us.
That's right. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes something to jolt for us to get where it is that we need to, even as it relates to this fatal accident already for the year. And God forbid, what is to come. But we sometimes need to jolt, and we hear these things, but it doesn't reach home until it hits home, unfortunately, sometimes. And, as I said, condolences to those who would have lost that loved one. That the reality is, whenever we hear a number, it's not just a statistic, the first road fatality, it's somebody's husband or wife or mother, sister, uncle, auntie, friend, caregiver. These are the things that we sometimes just brush over, but we need to really be careful. We never know, and I'll take the time now, as I just mentioned that, to encourage people, even as we embark on this year, to show love to your loved ones, tell somebody I love you, because you never know, God forbid, what could happen out there. You tell somebody goodbye for the last time, see them alive for the last time. So, treat each other right this year. Let's make it a goal to treat each other right and to show love to our loved ones, because you just never know what's going to happen. Yes, so just wanted to plug that in while we're on it.
Yeah, that's very true. And, as I keep referring to the past 2 years that we have all experienced, I would think, or I thought somehow that would have been an eye-opener for us to really take stock and understand how important it is to express to those persons that we love our love for them, and to be more considerate, caring, and have more empathy towards persons and so on, because we don't know what each other is going through. A lot of us go through a lot of things and basically suffer in silence. What you said is quite relevant, because a lot of us have lost loved ones, friends, family, whatever the case may be, over the course of the last 2 years. The last 2 years, the main topic has been COVID. But outside of COVID, remember that non-communicable diseases are still out there. Remember, there are also other things that people are ailing from and so forth. And there are other reasons why people have passed away within the last 2 years. And we need to be right. mindful of that and keep that in mind, you know, that, you know, it is important now more than ever that we eat our brother's keeper, we look out for each other, we show some compassion for others and that kind of stuff. Because, you know, that's important in terms of keeping the wheels of the world turning, and for us, our personal sanity. Everybody needs to feel, you know, encouraged at some point, because it can be difficult. And sometimes you just need somebody to get that pat on the back, you know, help give you that push forward and so forth. That's so it's right. very important.
That's right. That's right. That's right. All right. Well, that's like a caring note in which to begin. But, you know, we definitely want to underscore in today's edition of the show the importance of road safety. And I'll say this before we dive in, because when I've mentioned it recently, and I saw it again on social media, somebody talking about it as well, the importance, please, the importance of ensuring that your children are strapped in, they are buckled in the back seat, and not standing in between the seats. I can never understand how people can think this is fine and it is cute. It is not fine. It is not cute. If the child is crying, let them cry. Okay, let them cry, because it is for their own safety. If it is a case where it is something that you can help, the seatbelt is rubbing on their skin or something, you know, just take note of what the reason is and then see if you can help it. If you can help the child in some way, maybe they can't express at 3 or 2 years old, you know, what it is that is happening. Mommy, the seatbelt is hurting me, or it's strapped in too tightly. Just look and just make that check, okay? And then you proceed. But if it is that they just don't want to sit down, you make them sit down. Let them understand that you are the adult and this is for your safety as a child. You are responsible for that child. We cannot have children standing in between the seats in the back. It is irresponsible. That's what I would say. It is irresponsible. And we've had shows before, I remember in the past, where we'd have been talking about children going through the windshield. Okay, and I've heard of it in the States as well. Children going through the windshield because they weren't strapped in, because they were made to stand in between the seats. And of course, they would have died on the spot. And then what? You say, coulda, shoulda, woulda, you can't bring back the child. It is irresponsible to have children standing in between seats in the back. It's not legal. It's not right. It's not responsible. I don't care how slowly you're driving or the short distance on a main public road. You need to strap the children in. Take the 2 minutes. Sometimes, you know, I understand, you know, you might feel like, oh, I'm just going, you know, as Beatrice would say, I just went short here, right? Just right there, right? But no. And if you have more than one, worse. Make sure that they're strapped in, please. I know it takes a minute, it takes 2 minutes, whatever, 5 minutes. Take the time to get it done rather than live in regret for the rest of your life. I just had to get it out.
I mean, you said it all. I mean, I could not have said it any better. I sit and I listen to you talk about it. This is not the first time we've discussed this aspect of road safety. And I sometimes wonder, why do we have to keep repeating these things? Mm-hmm. I would think that these things are common sense. I don't know that I have to come and say to you, it is important for your children to be strapped in. You, the driver up front, you're wearing your seatbelt. You as an adult, you're wearing your seatbelt. But you have two children in the back who are standing between the seat, who are not wearing their seatbelts. And you think, as you say, it is cute or it is fine. Why would you think that that is fine when you understand the dangers? Literally, you can be thrown from a vehicle, whether it is an adult or a child. And if the force of a vehicle striking whatever can throw an adult through the windscreen, think about what it can do to a child who's a lot lighter.
Yes.
That is what I will leave with you. If you don't understand, if I am saying to you that an adult can be thrown through the windscreen by the force of a vehicular collision, think about what it would do to a child. It's as simple as that. And I mean, like, I don't know that we should be having to come and constantly mention these things. But these are things that you see day to day. And I mean,
yes,
you know, it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. And I just want to urge parents or guardians or any person who's responsible for traveling with a child in a vehicle to understand the importance to have your children strapped in. And, we need to remember that importance, you know. And reading in that front seat also is one of the things that we need to understand, that is children are not supposed to read in the front seat. As you said, don't care if they're cray or whatever. They're supposed to read in the back seat. It's for their own safety.
Right.
The vehicle was built with seat belts in the back for a reason. If you put on the ones in the front, then common sense should say to you, you know what, the ones in the back were placed there for a reason. I know you obviously common sense is not that common. That's probably the reason why person don't understand. But it's very important. You know, I mean, day after day, I mean, I see people on the road. Sometimes I wonder if I'm dreaming, literally. The high speeds at which people travel. I mean, we have to be very mindful of that. We need to really take stock of our road safety behaviors.
Yes.
Sometimes just a little giveaway. Yeah, you may be right, but what sense it is to be right and dead? What's the purpose of being right? You know, let's be real. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. What's the sense it is to be right and you're dead? Because you were right, but, you know, through ignorance and through persons, everybody thinking they are right, and you cause a serious accident. You have a lifelong injury, because being dead might be the easy way out for some people, to be honest. The problem really occurs, you may not die, but you may have long-term effects from an accident. And I have said this before, there are a lot of people I know persons personally who would have been in vehicular accidents who have long-term injuries from these accidents, very painful lives because of a mistake that could have been avoided through, whether it be, sometimes it can be carelessness, sometimes it could be being distracted, as you hear the police officers on the radio day in and day out speak about, you know, the distractions on the road where you're using a cell phone, all of these different things. And persons tend to sometimes take it as a joke, you know. And I don't think we can mention it enough and really stress the importance of, you know, doing the right things. When you get behind that vehicular wheel, you are the person in control. You know,
that's
and
right.
At the end of the day, you need to give that vehicle your undivided attention, because the slightest mistake, a look off and a look back on the road, things can change within a split second on the road. If you have been driving for quite a while, if you've been driving for any length of time, you would know that that's very possible. Person stop suddenly in front of you. And if you're driving too close behind the person that is in front of you, you can't adjust. If you drive it with a considerable amount of space that you can adjust, if there needs to be a sudden stop, that kind of thing, at least you have enough time to see and mitigate an emergency, you know. These are things that we hear over and over, but we tend to sometimes take it for granted. But they are real.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, I've seen a couple times recently, but I'm thinking it's more like during this Christmas and New Year season, where people are a little giddy. People overtaking on the unbroken lines, on unbroken double lines even. And this is something we have to cease and desist, because it's terrible. Of course, it's not legal, for one. And then two, you're endangering your life, the lives of your passengers, if there are any, and possibly the lives of those in any oncoming vehicles. And this is a practice that I'm seeing a little more, you know, in Jamaica. Let me tell you, in Jamaica, unfortunately, people make 3 and 4 lanes out of 2-lane roads, right? And
let me say to you that it's done here too. You know.
I'm seeing it more.
I'm seeing it here,
you know.
It's funny you mentioned the overtaking, because that was my next topic, you know, because over the last couple of days, you know, as the year closed, and as you say, persons will be under the more spirit, some of them, persons going out, the O'Year's, New Year's Eve, whatever, celebrations and so on. I would have been on the road during those 9 periods, during the Christmas period, the New Year's period and so forth. And I have seen a lot of it. And I mean, only, I think it was Wednesday night, I was on the road and a vehicle was overtaking me. I had my parents in the car along with my girlfriend were in the car. And I said to them, let me slow down and save this guy for himself. Because if I do not slow down, the oncoming vehicle, the two of them are going to be in trouble.
That's true.
By extension, sometimes they will pull back on you on the left side, try to get back in. And you too might end up in part of the accident. I mean, there are countless times when I have had to come off and let that person get back in to save all of us from themselves. That's an example of what I talk about giving away. Really and truly, I'm in the right, as I'm going forward, I'm on the left, I'm in my lane. You get out there, really and truly, I can say, get back in how you can. But you know what? At the end of the day, all that might be is a collision, all that might be is another 2-3 hours, a loss of life, family suffering, all of these type of things. When all I can say is, you know what? Let me slow down, let him get back in and go on. You know what? Let's go on. Sometimes just a simple defensive bit of driving can help mitigate the situation.
That's right.
Yeah, we get angry. I know some persons a little
road rage
and expletive or two comes out. And I mean, I can understand all of these things because these things, we see these things daily.
Right.
But at the end of the day, sometimes all you need to do is calm down a little bit, be a little patient, give way a little bit, something like that. And that can save your life. It can save the other drivers on the road life. But sometimes you just have to, you know, I find that everything is always in a hurry. We are so much in a hurry for everything. And I guess we have to blame technology for that, because once upon a time, when I was growing up as a little youngster, you had to use the telephone and dial the number. And if it had in 4 zeros, you know, you had to wait to listen, you know. We all went through that. We know how it is. If you had a number that, you know, had a lot of zeros, how long you would have to wait for this bell to come back around?
Yeah.
Generations since that obviously did not come through that era. Sometimes we don't even have to dial the number anymore. We can call the name on the cell phone, dial the number for you.
Yes.
You know, we have that luxury. So I guess everybody's so much in a hurry because that's what we have grown accustomed to. There's no longer the waiting process for anything. You can pay a bill without leaving your house. No. You can shop online. You don't have to wait. There's no waiting anymore.
That's right.
So I think people have taken that even to the road where they don't even want to stop in a line of traffic anymore because everybody thinks that you need to be there now, you know. But sometimes, as long as you leave home or wherever you're going in an appropriate time, give yourself enough time to be able to get there safely without having to speed and do all those other
That's correct. And then there's a converse side of that where you have people who are overtaking and the person who's being overtaken starts to speed up, right? And that's wicked, though.
I just said, I have to do it so often on the road where the person is trying to overtake. And I just, you know what? Let me come off, let them go on. Because obviously they have something more important to do. I would assume, I don't know. But I'm saying, like, for the safety of all of us on the road, it is better that I slow and let that person move on. Now, for me to keep going and be in a race now all of a sudden, and then when the oncoming vehicle comes and they start to panic, the first inclination is to go back to your left side, which is your side you're supposed to be on.
Right.
You're still going to be involved in that accident. So to avoid all of that, you know what? Just give away, let them go ahead.
Right, right.
I mean, to me, it is that simple. I mean, to be honest, road users need to be very mindful of when, where, how they're overtaking. Mm-hmm. Make sure it is absolutely safe to do so. Right. Overtaking is one of those things should be done when it is absolutely safe to do so. It should not be something done willy-nilly. It should be something done, as I will repeat, when it is absolutely safe to do so. And I find that we just do it. People just overtake, as you said, double lines, and people just do it. And here's where I would add a twist to that too, because one of the things I find is that we have persons who are literally stopping anywhere on the roads, literally anywhere. So sometimes you find yourself having to, you have no choice unless you're going to wait 10 minutes or more. You have no choice but to overtake that vehicle because this vehicle has literally stopped sometimes in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not making up these things. These are things that I witnessed on the road. These are not things that anybody said to me, go and talk about this on the radio show. These are things that I have witnessed as a road user on the roads of Barbados. People stopping in corners and therefore forcing the vehicles behind them to have to overtake dangerously into a corner, a blind corner. These are things that you would think are common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really frustrating when you have to highlight these things and talk about these things, because you would think this is 2022. We talk about being evolving and we talk about being intelligent and all the different things we like to boast about ourselves as a nation. I drive on the roads and then I wonder, where is all the intelligence? Where are all these educated people that we boast so much about? You know, I'd be very real when it comes to these things. And it gets me angry, to say the least, because it's not a joke. And I've said it on this program before. Flesh, bone and metal is not a good combination. It is not something you want people to be involved in. I have seen these things live in my line of duty, people. These are things that are very painful. The biggest man come down to a child crying, you know. And I mean, sometimes, you know, we talk and people feel like, oh, these are preaching gloom and doom. I am preaching reality here. This is what is real. This is what can and does happen out there on a day-to-day basis when you don't adhere to the road laws of this land. These are things that happen out of carelessness. These are things that happen out of being distracted while driving. These are things that happen while being under the influence of alcohol and driving. These are things that you see. So these are not things I'm making up. These are not things I'm saying to scare people. I hope that I scare you to the point that you adhere and do the right things on the road. That is what I would like to see, to be honest.
That's right. But you talk about being distracted by alcohol, but distracted by the phones. I mean, Again, you wouldn't think that there's still a $2,000 fine for driving. Well, speaking on yourself, you know, when this was just passed, I remember people used to be, you know, like the phone down, you're hiding it, you know, but no, trucks, vans, everybody talking on the cell phone by the ears again. And we need to stop that because we see the statistics, even in other countries, what happens with those who are driving using the cell phones, people die. People die with this. So let's please get back to not doing this. And we have more vehicles equipped with Bluetooth where you can speak through, you know, have your conversation. And so even in that, the people are still distracted sometimes. You know, it's still safer. It's a safer way to do it than to have the phone by your ear and you're trying to drink juice and, you know, drive and navigate and so on at the same time. It's not right. You know, it's not right. I remember Sergeant Siebert Johnson used to talk about that a lot. No talking on the cell phone while driving. And that's something that we need to remember.
Yeah, and you mentioned Sergeant Siebert Johnson because, I mean, earlier in the program, I said, you hear the officers on the radio almost, I think it happens every morning. I can't remember the name of the little thing that comes over on the radio.
Pocket beaters.
Right, exactly. And they speak about it. And I've heard there's another guy that used to be on talking about the road use and so on too.
Yeah.
Junior Jordan is his name. I remember Junior used to be on. There's a guy, Sergeant Siebert Johnson. And I mean, like, you hear these people and they're saying it over and over. You can hear the passion in which they speak about it because it is that serious. Mm-hmm. It is that serious. And, you know, I see it from the other end of when it has already occurred and it has gone to worst case scenario. And I can say to you that it is not anything pleasant. It is not a pleasant sight. It is not a pleasant thing. Families, for persons involved, it is a very difficult thing. I hear medical personnel say accidents are not, I can't remember the exact thing they say, but it says something to the effect like all accidents can be avoided, that they are caused, they are not. Something that I can't remember the exact term to use, but what I'm saying is you can basically avoid most accidents on the road, most of them, because sometimes somebody has to do something out of the ordinary or mistake or something silly, so to speak, for an accident to occur.
Yeah.
And 9 out of 10 accidents occur out of silly mistakes or doing silly things on the road. 9 out of 10 accidents, you know.
Yes,
you would have one or two maybe that may occur out of a mechanical failure that is beyond the driver or the whatever. But 9 out of 10 accidents occur because of persons not driving, due care and attention, doing something that they should not be doing at any given time.
That's right. But, you know, even before we close out, I would love for us to be able to even touch right now on those who are walking and jogging, because it's January, so people are trying to lose weight.
All the ham that you've eaten. And let me say, like, for Ford, we have to be great, Kate, because, you know, Ford, I know she feels about it, right? So let me put that out there so she doesn't feel left out. For those who ate ham, and for Ford, who would have eaten great, Kate, okay? Let me put that out there for her to feel better. But no, it is serious. And I know persons are going to be starting their routines and exercise and so forth. And I mentioned it already, you need to put on reflective clothing, because I'm still seeing persons out there late evening, running, walking, whatever the case may be, and they're not wearing any sort of reflective gear. Reflective gear, they're selling them every and anywhere now. There are the jackets, there are the little strips, there are flashing lights. There's no excuse not to have a piece of reflective equipment as much as you possibly can on you when you're going to be riding, when you're going to be running, whatever the case may be, where you're going to be walking. Please wear some reflective gear, people.
Yeah.
If you look at the fire truck in the background, it has a reflective yellow piece, a little strip. Even the fire trucks, the police vehicles have reflective strips on them. There's a reason for these things, because these are vehicles that can be parked at any random time of the day or night in a spot that may be dark or whatever. You need to have them reflective. And the same way the vehicles are reflective, you, the road user, as a whether it be a runner, walker, rider, you need to have our reflective equipment just the same. The reason cars have lights on them and reflectors on them is so that you can see them from any angle, whether they are parked, whether they are in motion, whatever the case may be, you should be able to see them. And the same thing applies for you as a road user, whether it be a runner or a rider, so a walk or whatever. So just want to remind persons of that. You just need to, you know, we got to look after our own safety.
Mm-hmm.
We already have COVID.
It is there. We can't do much.
We have the variants. So let us not add to the stress of what is naturally there that we really can't control at this point. The narratives that we can control are how we use the roads of this country, the safety aspects and so forth. So let us try to adhere and do the right things on the roads of Barbados as we traverse.
So word to the wise, whether you are a driver, passenger, or a pedestrian, or even a cyclist. We didn't touch on the cyclist today, but we encourage you to also wear reflective clothing as well. Those are just some tips for life safety in this edition of 311 Radio Show, because of course, we know that the Barbados Fire Service is not only all about fire, but definitely about life safety. And we just really want to discourage any more accidents. We want to hope for no more accidents or worse, fatal accidents.
Yeah, before you go on, because I know we're run out of time, obviously. And I just want to mention, because you did touch on it briefly just now, you said about the bike users. And I want to say to people again, that's one of the aspects that we didn't touch a lot on today. But again, I'm still seeing a lot of ridiculous, and I don't know what word to describe it, with things on the road as it relates to some of our bike users. Not all of you. There are some of you who are doing the right things, and kudos to you. You're wearing your helmets, you're doing the right thing. I am seeing some of our bike users not wearing helmets, one. Mm-hmm. Not wearing a helmet. Two, we talk about wheeling, and those who are in from that era understand what we talk about, where their front wheel is in the air. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you would want to do that on the public roads against oncoming traffic. If you lose control of that bike, you understand? I don't need to tell you what's the next thing. The problem is, when that bike goes through the oncoming vehicle and injures or kills the person in that oncoming vehicle, who's going along innocently about their business? And these are the type of things that it peeves me to see, or when I hear something like that happens, because at the end of the day, there are persons out there who are going about their day-to-day businesses, minding their own business, and trying to be civil road users. And then there are some idiots, and yes, I said the word idiots out there, who are out there doing nonsense on the public roads of Barbados against oncoming traffic. Yes, you can do these things off-road. You can do these things at particular places where there's no traffic and so on. If anything, you're so passionate about this, there's a sport in other parts of the world, fine. But you don't see people doing those things on the public roads, or you should not see people doing those things on the public roads with other road users, with children crossing the road, with elderly people trying to traverse the road. These are things that I get so passionate and angry about, because we need to do better. Honestly, we need to.
And, you know, I would have thought, yes, we're out of time. I would have thought as well that the fatality that was in December or November with a bike user doing that, you know, that would have been an example of calming down, the need to stop, but it clearly has not been so. But
unfortunately.
Right.
Because this is not something that has happened only in December. This has happened countless times before. And I mean, you would think that when something happens, you would let it be an example for you and not fall in the same trap. But I find that we have a lot of persons who tend to think that the only way that they can learn is by being part of. So to you, go on. I have seen
it. Just don't kill somebody else.
And that's my thing. You know, my biggest problem is when another innocent person, a bystander, another road user is seriously injured or lose their life because some idiot was doing foolishness. It's as simple as that.
Well, we hear the passion, we feel the passion, you know, and we just pray, we just hope that these words of wisdom would be imparted and really taken in and adhered to. And that's it for today's edition of the 311 Radio Show here on VOB 92.9 FM, all about road safety. We've touched on so many aspects today. Thank you so much, Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, for being with us today. Well, I'm Krista J. Paul. Remember, you can always log on to VOB929.com and listen to the podcast of today's 311 Radio Show, or you can log on to VOB's Facebook page and watch the video recording. God bless and have a wonderful week. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful week, Barbados.
Depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.